May we all have eyes to see the glory of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Imagine you and your friends have been invited to a festival. This isn't a festival you'd usually go to, but a renowned person you've been hearing about is going to be there. And you're totally excited and psyched to meet him. And so you go. And once there, you walk over to someone, say his name is Philip, who looks approachable, and say, "Hey, can we meet that guy over there?" And Philip says, "Hang on a second, let me go check." So Philip enlists his friend Andrew, and they walk over to their renowned friend and say, "See those people over there? Yeah, we've never met them either, but they'd like to see you." And then suddenly, their friend busts out with a gentle sigh and says, "Ah, the hour has come." Jesus then begins to explain his coming crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension to the Greeks and the gathered crowd. Jesus tells us he is going to die, and only in and by his death can there be new life. Jesus tells us if we place too much importance on fitting in with what our culture says is success, without ever asking at what cost to ourselves or to someone else, this is not living a good life. If we place too much importance on obtaining material things, if we constantly grasp for the next best thing, this is not living a good life. If we place too much importance on accumulating wealth over caring for others, if we do not demand equitable and dignified treatment for all people, this is not living a good life. To paraphrase Oscar Romero, as Jesus died a violent death, we too must die a violent death of letting go, of our pride, of our greed, of avarice, of conceit, arrogance. Because without this death, there can be no new life which can arise. Out of this violent death Christ invites us into comes a new person who can build a new life for self and others founded on love. Jesus in John's gospel is stoic. Jesus acknowledges that his soul is troubled, but what of it? Jesus will not ask God to save him from what is to come. Jesus accepts that which God has willed. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, I do not always want to accept what God has placed before me, especially stoically. I don't always want to say yes, especially when I know what it will cost and require of me. However, Christ tells us if we are to serve, then we must follow. And in following and service, we will find our way to God and God's will. We will be like a light in the darkness. Jesus tells us his death will cast a judgment on this world. God's judgment is that evil will be driven out, for when we see Christ upon the cross, when we see and feel the violence done to Jesus' body, it is as though our own body has been broken and brutalized. And through this experience, we can know deep love and empathy for others. Jesus tells us he will be lifted up, and as God lifts up Jesus, so God too lifts us up. Jesus upon the cross invites us to walk in the light, walk in the light of his love. Because when we allow ourselves to walk in Christ's love, the darkness cannot overtake us. When we walk in Christ's love, we know where we are headed and what we are called to do. Believe in the light, Jesus tells us, so that we may become children of the light. We live in a world where hope can be hard to find, where hope is eroded by fear and cynicism, and is like a darkness that can overtake our hearts. But Jesus tells us, look up. Look up to him, for he is our light and our hope. Could we be like Francis Bernadone, who wanders into a church in Assisi, sees the body of Christ upon the crucifix, thinks he hears Jesus speak, and as he's standing there, feels his soul pierced by the force of it all? Can we too allow ourselves to be vulnerable before the cross and be pierced by the force of it all? The relationship of the cross to our salvation, the connection between the suffering of Christ and human suffering, the need for God to become physically entangled in the world's evil and pain, this is too great a mystery for intellectual comprehension. We must allow our hearts to be pierced by the knowledge that Jesus was crucified for us, and that this knowledge help us to continually fall in love with Jesus, and in our love of Jesus, know in our bones that we are compelled to serve others. Amen.